Greetings and God bless you, my friends and neighbors, and welcome to the Wow Factor, the word of wisdom designed to inspire, empower, and enlighten you in just a few short minutes at a time. My name is D.L. Wallace, and I am elated to be the host of this day's call, where our motto is simple: your soul will be blessed in 8 minutes or less. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your coworkers, your neighbors, your loved ones, and friends so they can have some inspiration to make it through the course of their day. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friends, and that topic is simply no mountain high enough. No mountain high enough. The highest mountain on the planet that we know of today is Mount Everest. And many years ago, people thought that Mount Everest was an unclimbable mountain, that nobody could survive a journey to the top. Well, those doubts were disputed and also proved to be absolutely wrong in 1953 when Sir Edmund Hillary was the first to climb Mount Everest. Since then, hundreds of people have made it to the top, including the oldest man to climb it, who was 80 when he accomplished it, and the youngest man to do it, who was 13. My friends, we discover that there is no mountain on earth too high to climb, and in our spiritual life, Jesus tells us that there is no mountain we can't overcome as well. Remember Mark 11 and 23 that reminds us that if we say unto the mountain, be thou removed and cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in our hearts, but shall believe that those things which we say will come to pass, will have whatsoever we say. Then we discover in Psalms 90 and 2 that even before the mountains were brought forth, and even before the earth was formed, from everlasting to everlasting, God is our God. Yes, my friends and neighbors, we have no reason to be intimidated about the mountains in our lives. What mountain are you facing? Do you feel like you have an impossible obstacle? Well, my friends, I would encourage you with this climb formula. The five key components that every saint should use to climb the mountains and overcome the mountains and absolutely move the mountains in their lives. My friends and neighbors, the sea reminds us of the importance of courage. There is no reason to fear, no reason to hesitate. All we have to do is begin our climb. Whatever it is that we're facing, my friends and neighbors, isn't it great to know that God gave us the power to overcome them and that we have no reason to fear? Think about how many people have been paralyzed by fear, imagining bad things were going to happen that never even took place, but they paralyzed themselves, my friends and neighbors, only because of that fear. We're encouraged in Deuteronomy 31 and 6, the Bible says, be strong and of a good courage. Fear not, neither be afraid of them, for the Lord thy God, he it is that goes with us. He won't fail us or forsake us. We were commanded in Joshua 1 and 9 to be strong and of a good courage, to not be afraid and don't be dismayed. Yes, my friends and neighbors, there is no reason to be afraid of the mountain in your life, because God is stronger and bigger and more powerful than the mountain, and has placed that power inside you and me. You see, oftentimes fear manifests itself in procrastination, excuses, complaining, criticism, worry, and doubt, repeating negative words, a lack of structure and planning are all byproducts of fear. My friends, I challenge you, let's put fear behind us permanently. Never look back on it again, and let's courageously approach the mountain in front. That L in our climb acronym reminds us of the importance of love. I know that it sounds like a cliche, my friends, but love will not only get us over the mountain, it will encourage us to help others along the way. I say to you, my friends and neighbors, to love yourself too much to stay in the valley. Love yourself too much to remain mediocre. Love yourself too much not to move forward. Then love others so much that you help them over the mountain, that you come back to get them, even though you know it means you've got to climb again. We all remember Harriet Tubman in the Underground Railroad. She was driven by love. And just like they say, friends don't let friends drive drunk. Friends don't let friends stay in the valley. Show your love to others through positive communication, through study and prayer, through the sacrifice of your time, your talent, and your treasure. Yes, my friends and neighbors, we've got to love ourselves enough to overcome the mountains, but then love others enough to help them do the exact same thing. Remember the Bible says in 1 John 4 and 7, beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. Then we discover in John 3:16 that God loved the world so much that he gave his only begotten Son, and whosoever should believe in him would not perish but have everlasting life. Yes, my friends and neighbors, we've got to be driven by courage, then by love, next by ingenuity. That's the I. Ingenuity is just recognizing the power of our minds. Remember, we were made in the image of the Creator, and we should leverage the power of creativity. You see, mountain climbers have reduced the risk of climbing high altitudes because they've created oxygen tanks, ropes, harnesses, special shoes, spikes, and axes and picks, all that help them climb the mountain. You see, your creativity is simply a reflection of your desire. The more you want something, the more creative you become. I challenge you, my friends and neighbors, to take on the wisdom that is found in the Spirit of God, that same wisdom that we discover in Proverbs 8 and 12 that helps us find out the knowledge of witty inventions. And remember, my friends and neighbors, God said, let us make man in our own image in Genesis 1 and 26. And what is the image of God? God is a creator. When was the last time you created something to overcome your obstacle? When was the last time you used the power of your ingenuity to make it out of a challenge or a trial? I challenge you, my friends, to draw on that power. The M in our CLIMB acronym reminds us of the importance of metamorphosis. You see, that's simply a word, a big, long, fancy word that means change. You don't climb mountains without change, without a change in attitude, without a change in knowledge, without a change in commitment. You see, animals evolve in the wild to fit the demands of their changing habitats. They may chase one food after a while, but when the habitat changes, they develop an appetite for yet another type of prey. The Bible tells us in Romans 12 and 2 that we should not be conformed to this world, but we should be transformed by the renewing of our minds. Then we discover in 2 Corinthians 5 and 17 that if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. All things become new. Yes, my friends and neighbors, we've got to be willing to undergo the change required to overcome these obstacles. Last but not least, that B reminds us of the importance of balance. You see, mountain climbers have to have their weight evenly distributed. They've got a backpack on their backs, harnesses under their bottom. They've got a rope on their in one hand and an axe in the other hand. Yes, my friends and neighbors, they're trying to stay balanced. Remember, we've got to stay balanced in order to win in this Christian life. Balance how? With our priorities. Matthew 6:33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto us. Yes, my friends and neighbors, we've got to have our priorities right, or else we'll lose our balance. If we get too caught up in the ways of the world, we may not overcome the mountains in our path. But my friends, I say that we can all be better climbers, and by implementing these 5 key steps, we'll win every time. That's all the time of yours I'm going to take today. Until we talk again on tomorrow, God bless you, God bless your families, and embrace the new and improving you.